Vince Freeze qualified well, good speed all day. Last main event, very, very good. This thing comes down to the starts. The track's easy for you guys, and you got it that last one.
Yeah, I was bummed I didn't get better starts in the first couple. They were holding the gate a little long, and I'm a little sensitive to that, so threw me off a little bit. But our engine guy, Chad, made the engine great for the last one, our start map. They had to work on a little bit.
Change something for the last one?
A little bit. We worked on the start map. The altitude changes things up for that, and we got it dialed in. It's a little late, but better late than never. So, and it was good to finish that with a good moto there. I wish I could have been there in the first two. I think I could have had results like that in the first couple, but it is what it is. Test race, and it worked well. We made a lot of changes to the bike, and we've been working really hard. So,
how do you make up time?
What do you mean?
Up there on a rider when you're behind them, what are you doing trying to try to make up time?
Well, different guys have different areas. You know, somebody like Malcolm or Chad or something is going to make it on the dragon's back or the rhythm or something. I typically make it in the flat corners. I'm pretty good at flat tracking and stuff like that. So, just different guys have different things, but it is hard to make up time. But it's getting more and more like that. Even at the technical tracks, we're all getting so good. Our bikes are so good. It's tough to pass, it's tough to make things happen. The starts are important, but I think it's still good racing. I mean, you still see passes happening and things like that, so it's good.
How close are you to A1 form, you think? I don't know if you took any time off or testing or whatever. How close are you?
Yeah, I took a couple months off, really, and then kind of did a little like boot camp with a couple kids. Tony was helping for Loretta's and kind of get myself back into shape, and then about that time Malcolm came out here and me and him been pushing each other really hard at the test track. That's been huge for me. I'm feeling like I'm by far better than ever because of that, and it's just one of those things, like when you start to, you're at the test track by yourself, you're 10 minutes into a moto and you're tired, the track sucks, you're like
start thinking about what you're doing for dinner.
Slack off a little bit. But then when you got somebody like that out there pushing you, Malcolm's such a good rider that I think even when he gets tired, he's still going fast. So it makes me have to up my level, and it's helped me a ton. And, we've made a lot of big changes with the bike. The 19 is better. The suspension, we've made some big changes with. And Chad, our engine guy, everybody's just been working really hard to make things happen.
Over the years, one of your weaknesses has been whoops. Last year you were better, certainly had better speed, but Malcolm kills whoops. We know that for a long time. Is it something by either following him or talking to him or asking him that you can work on? Again, you were better than you were in last year, I think, and then in the past, but is it something that you can learn from?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I watch him every day, and if I don't hit him as fast as him at the test track, he's going to beat me that day. Yeah. So yeah, it's pushing me and make me better in him. We've made a lot of improvements with the suspension for that. Actually, Justin Brayton has helped me with that, just watching videos saying, hey, make your bike a little bit more like this. And I've actually leaned my bike a lot towards his setup. So it's really helped a lot. And I think this year I'll be even better than ever in the whoops and hopefully everywhere else as well.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Thanks.